there would be an event not to be missed this Saturday. It's a step up for Down Syndrome Walk at Millennium Park, Grand Rapids, great parks that we have, and Millennium no exception. Let's talk about October being Down Syndrome Awareness Month, and yet be aware every month. Great organization we have right in our own backyard, the Down Syndrome Association of West Michigan. Executive Director April Sawhill in the house. April, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
You're welcome. Rochelle Paul, board member, parent of well, let's just say Addison is your little guy.
Little girl.
Little girl, Addison. Ooh, I like that name. And she has Down Syndrome.
She does.
Yes.
She's three.
Good. What does, does she get in trouble? Is she an ornery little girl?
She is.
Oh,
she's
good.
A busybody.
That's right.
She's kind of into everything.
Yay. Very active organization. As I mentioned, April, we've done a couple of interviews with your good folks, and let's have you share the mission and or why your association exists.
Sure. We are celebrating our 30th anniversary this year. We've been in existence since 1985 when six couples who had children with Down syndrome got together, and it initially started as a support organization for families, and it's grown into, a little bit of everything. We support individuals with Down syndrome, their families, educators, medical professionals, and it's our mission to be a resource and advocacy organization promoting public awareness and supporting lifelong opportunities for individuals with Down syndrome.
Don't you serve 12 counties right here in West Michigan?
We do serve 12 counties, and we have over 300 member families, and we serve an even greater number of people that aren't necessarily members, and it's a huge task, but we are doing our best to get it done.
Rochelle, when did you get involved with the association?
I got involved shortly after Addison was born. This is the first year that I've been on the board, but I got involved about 3 years ago.
Tell us about Addison.
Addison is a busybody three-year-old. She's full of energy. She's doing preschool this year, and she's full of life.
What is Down syndrome? I'll begin with you, April.
Sure. It's a genetic condition, which is the most commonly occurring chromosomal abnormality. Mm-hmm. It occurs in approximately 700 births, one out of 700 births, and it affects people of all races and economic levels. It occurs when an individual has three rather than two copies of the 21st chromosome, and this additional genetic material, it also alters the course of development, and it causes characteristics that are common with Down syndrome. There are cognitive delays, but the effects usually mild to moderate, and it is not indicative of the many strengths and talents that each individual with Down syndrome possesses.
Tell us more about your diagnosis with Allison. When did you discover that she had Down syndrome?
When she was born, we were told that she had features of a child with Down syndrome. So the lower ears and her eyes were bigger. She did a blood test shortly after she was born, and we were told at a doctor's appointment that she had Down syndrome, and they were going to hospitalize us for a couple of days and do some testing. And it was kind of scary in the beginning, and then we realized she is awesome just like any other child, and we have an 8-year-old as well, and we kind of had to pull it together, and now she's phenomenal, and we would not trade her for the world, but she's awesome.
And she's in preschool.
She is in preschool.
At age three.
At three, and she rides the bus, and she's awesome. She's learning, and she's doing great. She's learning, and her speech is picking up, and a lot of times with kiddos with Down syndrome, their speech can be a little delayed, and so it's great that they get to start school so early because they kind of get that early advancement in school. And so she's learning speech, and she's learning to deal with kids her age and to share in the typical things that a three-year-old would be doing.
Things to shape her into being a fine, respectful lady.
Exactly.
Is there a spectrum, April, on the Down syndrome? Could you have a more severe case to a mild case here?
You can, but really getting information early on makes a huge difference. Getting in and getting speech therapy, occupational therapy, getting your diagnosis early and getting prepared for that. Giving children quality education programs, a stimulating home environment, good health care, positive support from family, friends, and our community, all of these things help individuals with Down syndrome. And, you know, 30 years ago, the expectation for a person with Down syndrome was just, oh, goodness, I don't even know that there were expectations beyond maybe living in an institution, dying before, you know, they reach the age of 30. And that doesn't happen anymore. So some of them are living on their own. A lot of them are living past the age of 60, which is incredible with medical advances. And they're with awareness, they are integrated into our schools, into our society. They're holding jobs. They're getting married. They're becoming homecoming king and queen. They're models. Yes. They're singers. We have an artist in art prize right now, Michael Johnson. He's a self-taught freelance artist. He is an ambassador for Down syndrome. His piece, Hey, It's Raining Cats and Dogs, is down at the Amway Grand Plaza Hotel. You can check that out. But if we, you know, if we encourage them and let them know that the sky's the limit and they have talents and contributions, they will rise.
I want to get into our activity on the 10th, but Rochelle, have you met other parents with kids with Down syndrome? And you know, I don't want to call it having support, but you know.
Well, and essentially, it is a support. When I first found out Addison had Down syndrome, the first event that I went to was a play group, and being able to attend this and see life goes on and there are families that are doing great and kids that are playing. And I think that initially as a parent, it's scary. And so when you get to talk with other moms and talk with other parents and see kids doing great and thriving and running around like a typical child, it's great to have that support. And it's great to have a mom who's going through the same thing. Oh my gosh, did your kid do this? Yep, she did. And it kind of helps you as a parent.
So funds are needed as well, in addition to awareness and bonding, and that will happen on Saturday.
It will. Our Step Up for Down Syndrome Walk is an annual walk. It's Millennium Park. Registration is at 9:30. You can register day of, or you can go ahead and register right now at www.dsawm.org. The walk's at 10:30. The celebration is at 11. It is a pirate theme this year. We are going to have games, food, music, tattoos,
all kinds of fun stuff.
Artists creating together will be there with crafts. And our fundraising goal this year is $100,000. We've raised to date $75,000. Our title sponsor are Mike and Sue Jander Noah. We thank them for their support. We have a lot of other great sponsors. If you'll go to our website and check that out, consider giving us a donation. We have 900 walkers signed up so far. We anticipate that we'll probably have, oh goodness, oh, maybe 1,100, 1,200 at the event. So it's a big deal. We hope to see you out there.
And I trust this is a closed course for walkers, minimal traffic to worry about.
Yep, it's right there on the park path. It's a mile long. We have it marked off, roped off. It's easy to follow. And we have teams. So the teams, we have some families who have 20-plus people. I think our biggest team right now is almost 50 people coming out for one family to show their support for them.
And that is called the Step Up for Down Syndrome Walk this Saturday, Millennium Park in Grand Rapids, where that registration happens 9:30, and then playtime, fun times afterwards. Where does the money go, April?
It goes to fund our services and programs, and we have a lot of those. We have two that we're really kind of focusing right now, the learning program, which just started last Saturday. That helps children age 4 to 7 with giving them those extra math, literacy, and speech skills to really give them an extra step up in school. We have 12 little kids who are going through that program with their parents. Their parents are being taught to be the teachers. They're taught by speech therapists, occupational therapists, and it's a really wonderful program. We also have Promoting Possibilities, which is a medical outreach program. 60 to 90% of women who are faced with a prenatal diagnosis of Down syndrome choose to terminate their pregnancy. And it's in large part because of misinformation about Down syndrome and not realizing that a life with Down syndrome is a life worth living. We want to get the information out to the medical community to give to women who get that diagnosis. We're here to provide support even before your child is born and to give you accurate information and show you all the possibilities.
You want to respond to that, Rochelle?
I just think that as a parent, with as a parent with a child with Down syndrome, having that support and having that accurate information when you have a diagnosis prenatal is awesome, because they're awesome kids. They're awesome.
They're happy.
They are. Not all the time, but
let's dispel that myth. They're happy. They're human. They feel pain as well. But a reminder: it's Down syndrome, not Downs syndrome. I know that still seems to be a correction one needs to make.
Correct.
That's correct. And we really want to talk about the person first. So when you talk about someone, it's not someone who has Downs or that's a Downs child. It's an individual. A child, a person with Down syndrome. They are more like us than different. And once you get to know an individual with Down syndrome, you quickly realize that.
Very much so.
Tell me about Addison. Does she have a little brother, or a bigger brother, or bigger sister?
She does. She has an older sister. Her name is Ella, and she is teaching Addison to be girlified, and her newest thing is wearing cowboy boots. And so she likes leggings and dresses and cowboy boots on a daily basis. We have to fight to keep them off of her. So,
giddy up, Addison, but probably better shoes for Saturday.
Yes.
Yeah, some tennis shoes.
Some tennis shoes would be great for Saturday.
Yes. What are your final words, if you would, Michelle, on behalf of parents and Down syndrome?
I think that Saturday is a great event. I think it's awesome to come out and promote awareness. It's Down Syndrome Awareness Month, and so this is a perfect event to interact with individuals with Down syndrome, interact with the community, and promote awareness.
Is Addison in school right now?
She is.
Good. She's learning lots.
She is.
Rochelle Paul, thank you, board member, parent of Addison. April Sawhill, take us home as executive director.
We'd love to see you on Saturday. Please check out our website, www.dsawm.org.